You're listening to Good Food on KCRW. I'm Evan Kleiman. Are you still confused about LA's mandatory composting rules? You are not alone. Earlier this year, Los Angeles County rolled out an ambitious new law aimed at reducing organic waste, like food waste, by 75% by 2025. This Earth Day, we've invited KCRW's Kaylee Wells, Healthy Communities reporter, to answer your burning questions about the what, the how, and the why of composting. Kaylee covers the environment, climate, and public health for KCRW. Hi.
Hey, Evan.
So great for you to join us. Thank you.
Yeah, happy to be here.
So, you know, I've known myself just in talking to friends and when I find myself in groups of people that folks are still so confused. And even though we've covered this already on the show, we thought it was really important to kind of do it again. And I'm so happy we're doing it with you. So you asked KCRW listeners for their composting questions. How many did you receive?
Yeah, I mean, we got dozens. I want to say maybe 3 to 4 dozen questions. Roughly, what can I put in my bin? There's still a lot of confusion about that. How do I put stuff in there without it getting really gross, especially in the summer when it gets really hot and things get really moldy? And, well, I have this alternative. What if I put things in my garbage disposal? What if I take them to my compost, my community garden, things like that?
So let's start with the first one. Remind us, what can you put in the green bin?
Yeah, it's kind of confusing depending on the way that you compost because the kind of good news is we pile all of our stuff together into giant industrial composters, so you get to include a lot. Basically, anything that used to be alive gets to be in there. So we're not just talking about the orange peels and the rotting apples. We're talking about cardboard, because that once came from a tree. And we're talking about chicken bones and coconut husks and pineapple husks, things that usually are really hard to break down in, say, a community compost bin or your backyard compost. But you can put any of those in these green bins because they're off to industrial composters, which get a lot hotter and can break those things down. But none of this can go in plastic bags. That's sort of a big no-no here. No matter how compostable they claim to be, you got to have to put everything naked, so to speak, directly into your green bin.
I'm glad you brought up those compostable bags because that is definitely the question I get the most. People are just completely befuddled why they can't do it. One of our listeners had a question about those bags.
Hi, this is Kristen. I'm downtown Los Angeles, and I'm currently working on a composting system for my office. I've been using the green compostable bags and just found out that those are not allowed in the composting bins that the city's providing, and I was just wondering why.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're touching on this because it is kind of counterintuitive. Compostable bag, compostable is literally in the name. Well, I asked Rachel Wagner to explain that. She is the director of the State Department in charge of this, which is called CalRecycle, and here's what she had to say.
The compostable bags, unfortunately, don't break down in our industrial composters. There are plastic particles in those compostable bags. So even they break down in your home compost, they're not going to break down the right way in an industrial compost.
Wow. So we've talked about this before on Good Food, but I continue to hear pushback from my friends about just dumping our food waste directly into our huge green bins. They're so big, those bins. You also got questions about this. Let's hear from Brianna from Agora Hills.
Hi, I'm Brianna from Agora Hills. My question is, what are people doing to get the compost from their kitchen into their bins? Since we can't use bags, the bin itself gets really, really gross. If I don't put my yard compost in the compost bin, the bottom of my bin is also disgusting. So there seems to be kind of a mold, just overall grossness, ick factor going on. And I'm wondering what we're supposed to be doing to lessen that.
Yeah, so this is a really good point. I've had some listeners say that they're already experiencing this and it's not even that hot out yet. So I can imagine that that concern will grow as the summer months get closer. Anyone knows rotting food in the sun is kind of a recipe for disaster. So again, let's go back to Wagner. Here's what she recommended.
One of the things you can do is you can layer your yard waste and your food waste in the can. instead of using plastic bags, or, you know, sometimes what I will use is like a pizza box at the bottom, because the pizza boxes are all compostable now as well.
So that way the stuff on the bottom isn't the wet stuff that sticks there and gets gross. It's the stuff like cardboard, which will be able to come off very easily from the bottom of your bin. Another thought, if you're like me and you live in an apartment and it's really a big process to get outside to the green bin, or you want to give the sun less time to bake your food scraps, then you can put it in your freezer drawer. I have an entire freezer drawer devoted to cold, dead stuff, because then it doesn't smell and it's not breaking down in my apartment, and then I cart it out before trash day.
Did you have to clear out a drawer to make room for your compost? And how fast does your drawer fill up? I'm talking about your freezer drawer.
Yes, I did. I only have three freezer drawers. One is completely cleared out, so I can dump my food scraps directly into that drawer. And then when it fills up, which takes me and my husband maybe 3 weeks to do, we literally pull the drawer out, throw it in the trunk of my car, and dump it at my local community garden. So it's definitely not squeaky clean like it once was, and I don't clean it regularly since it's frozen anyway and it's too cold for mold or other unhealthy things to grow. I mean, it does get cleaned out every once in a while whenever I'm feeling inspired, but otherwise, it's kind of a pretty decent system if you've got the space for it.
So I can't help but wonder, when the green waste truck comes down my street and it picks up my green bin, where does the contents of that truck go? Is there actually an infrastructure in place already to deal with all this organic waste?
Yeah, it's not clear yet where yours personally goes. And the sort of temporary bad news is it's probably not going where you want it to go yet. This is kind of a chicken and egg question, because the scraps, your food scraps, need a composter, and the composter needs your food scraps, and one of them has to show up first. And so we've chosen food scraps to show up first. And so we're not going to be able to build all these industrial composters until we have the supply that they need to function. Wagner with CalRecycle says, today, we're actually pretty far away from where we need to be.
Oh, we need to make so many more composters and so many more co-digestion plants. We only have the capacity right now in California to break down about 50% of the organic waste that we're trying to divert.
Yeah, 50%. So there is more grant money coming to build out that capacity. But some of these plants are private, and they're not going to invest in building out their capacity until the supply is there to make the business worthwhile. So chances are, if you're throwing things in the green bin, not all of it is getting composted yet. But her point is, we need to be proving ourselves and creating the substance to say to the composter, hey, we've got what you need to build this. There's a lot that needs to happen. We're trying to divert 75% of our waste from the landfill by 2025. And so the state needs residents to get on board now so we can sort of hatch the egg and turn it into the chicken and solve the problem.
It feels particularly relevant that we're having this conversation on Earth Day. Can you remind us why it's so important that we divert food waste from the landfill?
Yes. Organic things are actually especially important to divert from landfill, because when there isn't oxygen available for organic things to break themselves down, they release methane, like I was saying earlier, which is 25% times more potent than carbon. It's this really, really terrible greenhouse gas emission. So that's why you're seeing the Biden administration care so much, trying to curb our methane specifically. So when you put it in a composter, it's either not releasing methane in the same way, or it is, and the facility's harnessing that and turning it into energy instead. So this isn't just about diverting stuff from landfill and making the landfills fill up slower. It's also about curbing climate change, too, and reducing the greenhouse gas emissions that we create.
So, Kaylee, if you can have people walk away with just one piece of advice about using their green bin, what would that be?
Yeah, I think, you know, the fact that you said that we've talked about this on Good Food before, and we've talked about it on KCRW all over the place before, is because it's kind of intimidating. There's a lot of rules and you want to do the right thing, but it's hard to put all of those together and do it correctly. But the main thing is, it's a lot better for all of us to be trying our best to do a thing than to have one person who knows what they're doing and doing it correctly. The whole idea of starting this statewide system is to divert stuff from our landfill. So give it a shot. And we're only going to get better at trying.
That's KCRW's Kaylee Wells reporting for us. Thank you, Kaylee.
Thanks, Evan. Glad to be here.
If you have not started composting, then what better day to begin than today? Earth Day. Make the pledge. I've been doing it for a couple months now, and it's pretty amazing how quickly it becomes second nature. It's also a really interesting way to take stock in what you're actually wasting. If you're still confused on what you can and cannot put in the green bin, head to our website, kcrw.com/goodfood, for details.